The gentlewoman is not recognized. Colleagues, no, I'm going to. The House will be in order.
Black children waving Ukrainian flags on the floor of the House. That was one of the Republicans that voted against it, who admonished everybody else to, quote, put the damn flags away. And then he took the microphone away from her.
You're one's reminded to forgive them. They know not what they do.
Yeah,
what they're doing is sending tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands more young Ukrainians to their death. That's what they're doing, because they are absolutely unaware of any of the real issues in this conflict, unaware of its genesis, unaware of its possible resolution. All they seem to know is war, and they're ignorant. They don't study this. They don't look at alternatives. They don't say one word about diplomacy. They know nothing. They don't understand the consequences. It's regrettable how really sad our government has devolved into almost this ludicrous display of irrationality and immaturity, because that's what this is. This wasn't a considered discussion, a considered deliberation taken after a careful reflection of the myriad possibilities, alternative approaches, and likely consequences. This is a kind of a ignorant mob waving their flags that has already condemned around 500,000 Ukrainians to their deaths or grave wounds, that has lost a great deal of territory, not because Putin was out to take the territory, but because the United States at every stage refused basic diplomacy over the issue of the U.S. placing its military along the Russian border. That's the issue we've never discussed. That's the issue that the New York Times will not tell its some thumb-sucking readers, excuse me, because they can't read that thing as adults, that New York Times. It has no facts. And that's what leads us to this kind of display in Congress.